Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Tanisha, and if you're a fan of Wine School Dropout, there's another podcast we think you'll love, Pretend. Pretend is a documentary-style podcast about real people pretending to be someone else. Javier interviews real con artists, snake oil salesmen, and former cult members, anyone living a lie. Notable interviews and episodes include an identity thief who confesses to stealing thousands of identities, a former FBI undercover agent who describes how he embedded himself into a drug lord's inner circle, and the testimony of a snake oil salesman who encourages people to drink a bleach-type substance to cure everything from depression to cancer. Search for Pretend wherever you get your podcasts. This is Wine School Dropout, Study Abroad, Southern Italy. I'm Tanisha Townsend, your host. This season, we're going abroad to Italy, Southern Italy to be precise. Think of this season as a semester abroad in Puglia, Italy. We will introduce you to the grapes, producers, foods, sights, and sounds of this region. We're taking you right there with us to introduce you to some wines and wineries and present this region. Welcome to Season 3 of Wine School Dropout, Semester Abroad, Puglia, Italy. All right, thank you so much for coming back. This is part 2 of my interview with Mariana from Pietra Ventosa. If you haven't listened to part 1, go ahead and listen to that first. This part of the interview starts with Mariana making a beautiful comparison. A wine is like a person who changes over time, yet keeps the same essence throughout its life. I love that. Stick around, there's more. A lot of times when it comes to wine in general, but especially when we're talking about red grapes, people ask about older vintages, can wine age? And it's hard for people to understand if they should drink something right now, if they should hold on to it, and just kind of not understanding exactly how that works.
According to me, a wine as a person has different steps in his life. As a person, he could be good and cool when he's young, mature when he's old. But if the person is a good person, is good in every step in his life.
I love that. So wine can be good all this. Oh, I love that.
It's normal. Yes. If you are a kind person, if you are a kind wine, if you are you have a different step of your life, and in every step, you give your present to people that know you. And in this way, people have to taste the wine more time during his life. So I don't buy a bottle of wine. I buy almost 3 bottles of the same wine to taste it in different steps of his life. Very quickly, the first. After 5-6 years, the second. After more time, the last one. And you will have different sensation too. This is the most important thing.
Now, when you're thinking about Primitivo, yours especially, and you are sitting down, maybe you had some Primitivo over the weekend. What is your favorite food or your favorite meal to enjoy with the Pietra Ventosa Primitivo?
It depends, because now that are during summer, I prefer to drink my rosé because it's very is made by Primitivo and Aglianico grapes, and it was very nice to drink during the hot summer, not at putting it in the freezer and in a lower temperature. It could be drink alone or with food made, for example, with pizza, with spaghetti and tomato, or also with shrimps, also some fried vegetables, something that is crunchy, because this wine is crunchy too. It's something that leave you very clean your mouth and give you the good taste to eat something for the rosé. But for Primitivo, in his classic style, we used to eat something that is very typical. For example, rapini with orecchiette, orecchiette with rapini, or lamb with potatoes, or some grilled...
anything on the grill would probably work.
Barbecue.
Barbecue, yes. So you have Primitivo, the red grape. And then you also have a rosé that you do from the Primitivo grape and the Aglianico grapes, yeah. A blend of those.
Yeah.
And then you have a white from Malvasia.
I have two kinds of Primitivo or DOC Primitivo. One is called Allegoria. Allegoria is a Greek word that would like to figure something that is not material. For example, Justice is a girl, a blind girl with a scale. And so this is Justice. This is an allegory. For me, the allegory with this wine is the allegory of my territory. For me, this wine is my territory because it's very fresh, has a very high acidity, and it's very elegant. And normally we used to drink it with pumpkin soap, for example, or orecchiette and rapini too, or something with something with mushroom, pasta with mushroom, or other things that are very territorial as food. But also with cheese, some kind of cheese, not the one that are very, very spicy, but the one that are old, aged cheese. The second one is our Riserva that make 18 months of aging in a oak bottle of 300 liters each one. After bottling, we wait almost 2 years before sell it, because we don't like the wood taste that normally is a characteristic of wine that stay in barrel a lot of time. And so we wait almost 2 years before start the sales of this wine after bottling. And this is a very, very luxury wine. And yes, because it stays, is very rich of... some kinds that you find in very important wine. For example, you find something like tobacco, like black pepper, chocolate. Our soil is very rich of iron mineral and carbonate. For this reason, the water that is naturally underground, because we have a lot of underground river in our region. The particular kind of underground soil with caves sometimes give to the water the possibility to go down and have rivers that in some cases pass through the Adriatic Sea and arrive in Balkanic area. They are very, very, very long, but we don't see them because they are underground. And the water is a very deep underground level. For example, we have a wheel at 400 meters underground, and this water that is the one that normally give to the roots the nutrition, because roots arrive to this underground river and take off the water, is very rich of minerals, and these minerals give to the grapes particular taste when they are made for wine. The other thing is that this kind of soil help us to avoid the use of chemical addiction in our vineyard. We are organic certified in Italy. We don't have the permission to use a chemical addiction, but we are not worried for this, because the kind of soil and the kind also of climate that we have permit us not to use, not to make lots of intervention in our vineyard. We use only the permitted thing that are copper and sulfur, but only if is strictly required.
So you described, okay, so thank you for the soil talk. I mean, you described to us two wines before, and you said you had two other wines in your line?
Oh, yes. Okay. We talk about, first of all, of my rosé Strosa that is made by Primitivo and Aglianico grapes. You see a color darker than the most common rosé, but is due to the fact that Primitivo has a lot of pigmentation inside the skins, and it passed very quickly in the most during maceration. After 4 hours of maceration on skin, we have this kind of color. It's very, very quick. We have to have a quick vinification for the rosé during the first step, because if we leave more the skins in contact with the must, the color have to be more darker. And so we hurry, we have to to separate grapes, to separate skins from most, because the color have to be not so dark. This very quick maceration give us the possibility to avoid the tannins go inside the wine, and the taste is very fresh, not sweet, not bubblegum or candy sweet. With a high acidity, a crunchy taste, and a fresh taste that clean your mouth, as I've already said. The name is Estrosa. Estrosa is a word, an Italian word, but the meaning of the name is, we have three meanings. The first one is a person out of order, someone that is not conform to the normality, and this is because the color of our wine is out of order too.
Yeah. When most people think of rosé, they think of like a pale pink.
Yes.
Even though rosé comes in various shades of pink and salmon and all of that, but they think that pale pink may be the Provence style of rosé, whereas this rosé that you have, and then a lot of the rosés I tasted around Puglia, they are a much darker color. It's more of a light red than a pale pink.
Because the maceration is more long than the one you have to consider that grapes have different kind of concentration of pigmentation inside the skin. For example, for a Pinot, we have to wait to make a rosé by a Pinot Noir. You have to wait almost 48 hours, if I will remember. And you have not a darker color, but you have also onion skin color in this case,
which is still fairly light.
Yes. Negramaro, that is another grape that comes from Puglia, you have to wait 12 hours to have a color that is a little bit darker. In our case, with Primitivo, due to the fact that we have a lot of pigmentation inside the skin, the contact is very, very quick. And we have this color like this. So if we would like to have a pale rosé, we have to separate immediately the skins from the most. But the consequence is that this rosé have no personality.
So you do it for the color and also for the flavor. If you were to just do it really quickly to give it that pale pink color, it wouldn't have that same flavor, that freshness. No, that
absolutely. You don't have the same thing. You find something that is a naked wine, not a wine with personality, I think, because it could be everything. Skins are very important in the process of vinification, you know. And in this case, we leave the skins in contact with the most, the time necessary to have this kind of wine with balanced taste, flavor, and color too.
Got it. Because you could not have a wine with no personality, because you have all of the personality and you're bubbly and energetic. So I can't possibly imagine a wine or an expression of yours not having the same energy.
I say that people don't drink color. They drink.
Well, some people do, though. Some people think, I know some people just look at rosés and they want the palest one possible because they think it's dry. They associate a darker color with sweetness.
Sweetness, yes. But you tasted it. Is sweet or not?
It's not sweet. No, it's
not sweet.
It's ripe fruit. So you get that flavor and that freshness.
The name is Rosa. I say person with out of order. Second, est in Italy mean east. And so rosé that come from the eastern land of Italy, the eastern region of Italy. And est in Latin mean kids. So is rosé, is pink, is rosa, er rosa. The other wine that we produce is a white wine made by Malvasia grapes. We start to produce it in 2017 for the first time, only 300 bottles to make a general try to make a white wine. In this wine, you find also the fil rouge that link all our wine, but in red or in white or rosé style. You find the same thing, acidity, freshness. In white wine, also a savory taste that remembers you the sea. I don't know why, but I think that is carbonate inside our soil. But you find this savory taste that is very nice in your mouth. And in the aged vintages, you can find also some sulfur taste that remembers you volcanic. After, we have the other four wines, Volere Volare. And this is a 100% Primitivo wine. It's not DOC. We used to make this wine because in 2012 we had a very rich vintage, and we had a lot of wine to bottle. But in that period, we didn't have the bottling machine, and we bottled the wine at our enologist premises that was far from us, about 100 kilometers. So every time we have to bottle in that period, he come with his truck with a tank of about 2,000 liters, if I will remember, take the wine and bottle it at his premises in Genzano, and bring back the bottled wine to our premises. that year in 2012, we had a lot of wine, and this kind of operation was very expensive because it can't bring all the wine in one time. You have to make little travel every time, and this was very expensive. So we decided not to bottle about 60 hectoliters. We tried to sell it without bottling, but because it was a very great season, a very great vintage for all people, the price of wine not bottled was too low and don't permit us to have the right gain to cover all the expenses that we have. So we decide to wait. And this wine go in tanks after in used barrels of 3 and 4 passage for 2 years. A little bit in a barrel, a little bit in tanks. It was a mix. After 2 years, we bought the bottling machine. And tasting the wine, we say, wow, this is perfect to be bottled. And we decide to call it volere volare, that means something, if I want, I can fly, to say people that if you want something, you have only to be brave to persecute your goal. We didn't sell the wine, it was very good. But we make every effort to maintain this wine and make a new bottle of our line, calling it Volere Volare. After we have Allegoria, we have already talked about it, and Ossimoro. Ossimoro is an oxymoron, so something that is all and nothing in the same time. White and black in the same time is something that you feel through your sensation, but is not a material word. For example, if you say eyes wide shut, you don't have the eyes in the same time wide and shut, or original copy. And this band is very, very particular because put together the Primitivo and the Aglianico, that are two great, very, very at the opposite. They are like a husband and wife, for example. Mm-hmm. They can stay together, but they stay.
It's not a secret that France loves cheese and wine, so not surprising that an entire culture revolves around the consumption of these two great gifts to the culinary world. Come and discover one of the best parts of French culture with the cheese and wine class or a wine tasting class. Join my classes. They are a great opportunity to experience the French terroir. During these 2-hour classes, you'll sample some of the finest cheeses and finest wines, learn the techniques and language of cheese tasting and wine tasting, and also the concept of terroir. You'll spend a great evening in a relaxed atmosphere with beautiful surroundings in the heart of Montmartre with me at Cooking with Class Cooking School, and get a great head start to fully understand and appreciate our love for French cheese and wine and help you approach them with greater confidence. Visit cookingwithclass.com, CookinWithClass, and search Paris Classes for more information or to book your date.
Well, all right. Marianne, is there anything else? I mean, because we've talked about your grapes, winery, Sylvester Stallone. We got in-depth about the soil, a little bit of the history, some food and wine pairings. Are we leaving anything out?
You don't make me the common question, people.
Oh, what's the common question that I missed?
Well, I have to make a premise. Primitivo was well known in the past in the Manduria style. And in this kind of style, people make an association of Primitivo with high degree of alcohol and high sweetness, because due to the climate very hot, they have a high concentration of sugar in grape. And so during vinification, a lot of this sugar remain in wine as a residual sugar, developing a very high concentration also of alcohol. So people ask to me every time, why your Primitivo are dry and not with high degree of alcohol?
Okay.
And I say, okay, I explain all the things that I've already said before. For example, the fact that the different kind of terroir give to the wine different kind of taste. You have to consider the place in which the grapes are located, first of all, when you buy a Primitivo. You have to understand if they come from Gioia del Colle or if they come from Manduria or if they come from Salento, or also if they come from California, for example, if Zinfandel. Because the different kind of soil give different kind of taste to the wine. In Italy, we have 545 different kind of grape in total. In all over the world, the kind of grape are 1,300. So we have lot of grape. We have grape that are different according to the different kind of soil in which they are cultivated. It's very difficult for a people that come from a foreign country to understand this little difference that comes from Italian wines. And I'm asking you to make another difference, because we have the same grape in different kind of soil. And so you have to make this. So the most common question is why your Primitivo is not sweet? This is the most question.
Okay. See, I was trying to be different and not ask you that question.
Okay.
But it is, with wine, it is fascinating how when something is from a different place with a different climate and different soil, it can be the same grape, but it will taste completely different. Mm. So it won't have that same level of alcohol. It won't have the sweetness, or it will have the sweetness. Like, they're just these differences because...
Yes, but this is a common rule, I think, because if we, for example, we decide to make Barolo here in Puglia, is not possible because we don't have the climate and the soil condition to have a good Nebbiolo here. We could have a wine that has no the characteristic of the one that come from Piedmont. But also in French, we can't have the same result of Burgundy or other region of France here in Italy or in other part of the world. For Zinfandel, for example, we needed to have a DNA analysis to state that is the same grape, but testing, they are different. So we find different kind of soil and different kind of the same kind of grape, different kind of flavor, different kind of taste. The problem is that the two important things that give to wine a strict personality, one of the two important things, one is the soil and one is the climate. The climate is changing. And this is a very, very worry. We are all worried for this. So we have to respect more our heart. Not only to have good wine, but also for all things in our life.
Well, Before I let you go, tell us where we can find you. Are you on social medias, your website? Tell us where we can.
I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. There is my website that is pietraventosa.it. You can find just the writing on Google or on Safari, Pietra Ventosa. Or Marianna Agno, and you can find us. Also, you can find us in Washington, D.C. and in Virginia.
Well, perfect. We have a lot of listeners there because I used to live there.
Soon, I think, also in New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. We produce only 30,000 bottles in total. I don't say this before. And so I sell little quantities of wine all over the world. And our presence is not with the big production. And USA, we have only in the East Coast our sellers. But step by step, when we will increase our production, we are we planted 2 hectares of a new vineyard 2 years before. Perhaps we can go to the gold rush on the Western Coast.
Fingers crossed, perhaps.
Cross our fingers.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Marianna, for your time. It was a pleasure meeting you and touring your vineyard and tasting your wines, and then also an even greater pleasure to be able to speak to you more in depth and get some more information and share with
Thank you, Tanisha. And thank you to the listener of your podcast. And I hope to meet you again. If someone of you meet me in the future, you have to say, oh, we come from Tanisha podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Oh,
and I give you more wine.
Okay. All right. You heard it, people. She'll give you more wine, meaning more tastes, not more bottles. Go buy cases from her. All right. Thank you so much, Marianna. Enjoy the rest of your day and best of luck to you and everything with Pietra Ventosa. Thank you for listening to this Study Abroad episode of Wine School Dropout. This episode was produced by Studio Ochenta and hosted by me, Tanisha Townsend. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Our sound editor is Luis Raul Lopez Levi. Our theme was done by Gabrielle Dalmaso. Music is by Makai Beats. Our art is by Tiffany DeLune. Follow us at Wine School Dropout on Instagram. If you like the show, you should tell a friend about it and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, sit back, relax, and have a glass. Hi, it's Tanisha again. I want to tell you about a podcast called The History of Literature. It's a show that covers everything from the life and works of literary giants like Dickens and Tolstoy, to a series on the forgotten women of literature, to lighthearted topics like Friend, Marry, Kill, Shakespeare Edition, and the top 10 books you don't need to read. Each week, host Jack Wilson and his guests explore the most unusual, compelling, and inspiring stories from the world of literature. Always eager and never pretentious, Jack tackles every book as if it could change his life. And more often than not, it does just that. The History of Literature is brought to you by The Podglomerate. New episodes run every Monday and Thursday, and you can listen today by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.